Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pirates pitching stats. You tell me if you think these numbers, and Harry, I would like you to participate as well, you sexy baseball mind you.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me if these ERAs are good enough for these pitchers, these young pitchers. Paul Skeens, 197.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mitch Keller, 419.
Hmm.
He didn't have as terrible a second half. I'm actually totally fine with that. If he's going to give me 176 innings next year and a 4.19 ERA, I would sign up for that in a second.
Fine.
Even though I want them to trade him, but that's another story. How about Bailey Falter with a 3.73 ERA in 113 innings?
Very good.
Harry, you think that was pretty good?
Is he a young arm, though?
Well, they took a guy that was a diamond in the rough, a guy that I was very critical of, who made the starting rotation a couple of years ago. And I thought that was ridiculous. And
you were making a big deal about his FIP.
I was, which actually wound up being true because he went to Kansas City and a guy who, again, had a 3.73 ERA here in Pittsburgh blew up. I don't know if people followed this with an 11.25 ERA in Kansas City.
Because wow. Oscar Marine wasn't his pitching
it's
coach
because
anymore.
Because Oscar Marine wasn't his pitching coach anymore. Thank you, Harry. That's exactly the point. They turned a guy who was bad in Philadelphia into a very good back end of the rotation left-handed starter here. And the second he leaves, he blows up like a balloon.
What about Quinn Priester, though?
You're supposed to be on my side here. You can't.
I'm just throwing. Hey, listen.
He's having a great career in Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, he sure is.
You can't get him all to work. Can't get him all to work. Mike Burrows had a 3.94 ERA.
Pretty good.
In 96 innings.
Mm-hmm.
How about Braxton Ashcraft, 271?
Mm.
A young arm.
How many innings?
69. Nice. Isaac Mattson from Pitt, 245 ERA. Johan Oviedo upon his return, 357. Bubba Chandler had the one start where he blew up, but finished with a 4.02 ERA, and he went his final three starts without walking a batter, something that he had not done at any level in his career before. I guess this Marine really sucked at his job. Ridiculous.
You know, truthfully, if I can play devil's advocate, I mean, some of those ERAs in the fours need to go down. I think if you're really going to have a true elite pitching staff, you need ERAs under four.
Well, maybe it's not the pitching that could be the issue. Maybe it's other things that come with, you know, playing and coaching a sport. Maybe it's, you know, in the locker room. Maybe mm-hmm. it's, you know, just as a person. I don't know him as a person. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but maybe it's things outside of the actual technical pitching things that maybe it was time to move on. I don't know.
I appreciate your willingness to be fair here because I'm not so kind. I don't care if the guy is Satan. I mean, they had the seventh best ERA in the sport, and all their young pitchers had moments this year where you went, yeah, yeah, and far more good moments than bad. So this one's just lost on me. It's very frustrating.
Did you just say you wouldn't mind if Satan were the pitching coach as long as he got results?
Yeah.
I think you would mind.
Press conferences would be rough.
Oh, man.
You've made that analogy before, and I was thinking about it, and now that you brought it up again, I just want to say, I mean, think about what you're saying. I know it's an exaggeration.
Well, a lot of names went through my head there that and I decided to land on Satan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.